Robert Venturi and Denise Scott Brown are my guests today. I'm Kurt Anderson, and we're talking about all kinds of artistic couples. Our first story takes us to 19th century Prussia, where Robert and Clara Schumann were one of the most high-powered artistic couples on the continent. Clara was a phenomenon for the time. She was a female keyboard virtuoso and composer who was considered the equal of practically any man. Robert Schumann was a composer and also a very influential critic. He founded and edited an important musical journal in his early 20s. The Schumanns socialized and performed with almost all the great musicians of their day, and their marriage could never really be separated from their art. Naomi Lewin explains.
You, my soul, you, my heart, you, my bliss, you, my pain, you, my world in which I live, you, my heaven in which I float, oh, you, my grave into which forever I place my grief.
The words are by German poet Friedrich Rückert, but Robert Schumann wrote that ecstatic music for his wife Clara. Widmung, German for dedication, is the first of a set of songs that Robert composed as a wedding present for Clara. Their wedding had quite a backstory. Robert first heard Clara play when she was 8, and he was a student at the University of Leipzig. After that, Robert sought out Clara's father, Friedrich Wieck, for lessons. Wieck's prodigious reputation as a piano teacher was mostly based on the success of his daughter, a performing and composing prodigy. Clara was 13 when she wrote that concerto and set her sights on Robert, who was 9 years older and helped her orchestrate the piece. But Clara's father was dead set against a struggling musician as a son-in-law. So Robert and Clara came up with a secret compositional language to express their love. That falling five-note theme in Robert's fantasy is one they both used to signify Clara. After years of clandestine meetings, a secret engagement, and even a court battle with Clara's father, Clara turned 21 and they finally got married. It was 1840. Up to then, Robert had mostly written solo piano music, but that year, in a fit of passion, he wrote well over 100 songs. After Robert's year of song, Clara began egging him on to compose for larger forces. He spent the next year writing nothing but orchestra music and had his first symphonic success with the Spring Symphony. And in 1842, Robert turned to chamber music. In those early years of marriage, Robert and Clara also carved out time to study music and literature together. Their joint marriage diary from that time reveals many aspects of their partnership, including the difficulties the two artists found in making a life together.
With true love, Clara is practicing much by Beethoven, also by Schumann and Married Man. She has greatly assisted me in putting together my symphony, which is now soon to be published. Moreover, Clara reads Goethe's autobiography. She also slices beans if necessary, but music surpasses everything for her, and that is a joy for me.
You are so much of an artist in the true sense of the word. All of your creating and striving is, for me, something so tender, poetic, I want to say holy, that I gladly want to protect you from all the prosaic things that simply cannot be avoided in married life.
Clara has written a set of smaller pieces, more delicate and richly musical than anything she's achieved before. But having children and a husband who constantly improvises does not combine well with composing. However, Clara herself knows her primary occupation is to be a mother, and I believe she's happy under these conditions, which simply cannot be changed.
I put a concert tour to St. Petersburg out of my mind for next winter, which causes me conflict. Should I now sit quietly for the entire winter, not earning money, which I could do so easily? I will fall into total oblivion, and a few years from now, when we might want to make a tour, who knows what other artistic matters people will be occupied with?
Clara's performing was, in fact, a source of friction. A finger injury had ended Robert's career as a pianist, so he dubbed Clara his right hand, and she premiered everything he wrote for keyboard. On the other hand, he resented tagging along on tours where she was the center of attention. Robert was naturally introverted and claimed that he couldn't compose under those circumstances. But Clara needed the artistic validation she got from an audience, so she continued to concertize, even while running a household and having 8 children. Shortly before the birth of her 4th, she premiered Robert's piano concerto. During his first few years of marriage, Robert composed in a white heat. Then, in 1844, in the wake of Clara's tour to Russia, he had a complete mental and physical breakdown. Today, people think he may have suffered from both bipolar disorder and syphilis. Clara took charge and helped him recover as much as possible. But as a supportive spouse often does, she also developed a blind spot about Robert's weakness. When he continued to decline, she covered for him, railing against anyone who found him or his music less than perfect. In their 14th year of marriage, Robert attempted suicide by throwing himself into the Rhine River. He spent the last 2.5 years of his life in a nearby mental asylum. But the doctors wouldn't allow Clara to visit until just before he died, in 1856. To support the family, Clara took to the road playing concerts and continued to perform for the next 40 years until she died in 1896. Robert and Clara Schumann were artistic and emotional complements, filling each other's needs and together producing a whole that was infinitely greater than the sum of its parts. The final line of the poem Widmung, Robert's wedding song, could have come out of either of their mouths. You raise me lovingly above myself, my fine spirit, my better self. For Studio 360, I'm Naomi Lewin.